Well, hello there, and welcome to Proverb Per Diem, a podcast that is spending 31 days on a verse or a passage from the book of Proverbs. I am humbled, honored, and blessed that you would take time out of your life to spend here with me. With that said, let's go ahead and jump right in. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1. He who is often reproved, yet stiffens his neck, will suddenly be broken beyond healing. This is a hard teaching to consider and to put into practice. I'm willing to bet that you're a lot like me, because almost everybody has this in common. We hate to be corrected by anyone. It takes a very talented, patient, compassionate person who can correct and guide others without offering offense to them. It has taken me a long time, but I know that I am not one of those people. As much as I would like to be a person who can softly correct others, this is simply a gift that I don't have. I also don't have a good gift of receiving correction well from others. This verse says, he who is often reproved. This is key. The person being discussed in this Proverbs is not the average person who occasionally needs to be corrected after a mistake. This is a person who is in need of rebuke, discipline, or correction often. There are a lot of things that this person is already doing wrong. I've seen these young people. I try to teach them every day. There are so many things that they are doing wrong that it is a constant battle of correcting and showing them a better way, trying to help them. And there are two basic ways that they can respond to my correction. They can either listen and attempt what I'm trying to teach them and tell them, or they reject it. They reject what we offer and continue in their own way. And those who try, they don't automatically get it. It doesn't just all of a sudden a coin flips and they're a new person. They still mess up, but they are moving forward. Those who refuse to change only invite more discipline, more correction, which leads to more frustration on both their part and my part. They stiffen their neck. When this happens, they are instilling a destructive habit into their life. To defy the person who is trying to help and correct you is to make your life so much harder than it could be to listen and try it their way. Even if the way that is being offered doesn't work, you're no worse off than you were before. And you have the goodwill of the person who is trying to help you because you attempted to take their advice to change for the better. The person who continues in error will harden against correction. That person will be broken. There's no way around it. When there is a right way to do something and you refuse to do it the right way, you are guaranteeing, you are begging to be broken. And why? What is there to gain in all the fighting against the right way to do things? It will cost you pride. And pride is something that we cling to above everything else, especially when we have nothing else. When that is all you have left to defend, people will defend their pride at all cost. And defending your pride will cost you. So what's the takeaway? Don't be in constant offense. If you are being corrected often, there is a deeper issue that needs to be tended to. Takeaway number two, do not harden your heart, do not harden your neck, do not harden yourself against correction. Somebody took the risk and cared enough to offer you guidance. Takeaway three, do this to prevent the need for you to be broken. I pray that as you have listened to this conversation from me to my sons, that God took something I said and spoke to you today, and that he protected me from saying anything foolish and protected you from hearing anything foolish that might lead you astray. As we go our separate ways, please remember this. Our circumstances are in God's hands, and whether they are good or bad, all that's required of us is to trust him. Have a great day.